the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. It's a day that ends in Y, so it's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter, brought to you by only Minnesota Superior Sound, your first choice for mobile DJ entertainment. If you are looking for the ultimate in a wedding DJ, head to MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com or visit their like page on Facebook. That's MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com.
Bing, bang, bing.
It's another huge episode, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny Pizzle is back from the Bay City. Hey, John, how you doing?
Bay City? Yeah. Bay City, Michigan?
Yeah, no, the Bay City, Chicago.
They call it the Windy City.
They call it Bay City?
They call it the city of...
The city that never sleeps, the Chicago.
The city of the highest murder rate.
City of lights.
The city of bays.
The city of your Chicago Cubs that made the playoffs this year.
Baddest city, also.
The fattest city. The most corrupt city. The dirtiest city.
No.
The most overpriced city.
New York's dirtier than Chicago.
Okay.
I would agree.
Oh, Kirsten's here too. My wife is here. Say hi, Curdy.
Hey.
All right. So, John's back in town because he went and checked out the big Madonna show at the XL Energy Center the other night.
Well, I don't even know who the fuck it is.
Sat in the second row.
What?
What? Baller. That you're sitting up front like a boss.
I felt like a boss.
Watching a 57-year-old shake that old pussy around. How was that?
First of all, that was unnecessarily crass. We're speaking of a living legend.
Degrading.
Show some respect.
I don't know her.
Well, you don't need to respect the Queen of England.
If she was sitting in here, would she respect me?
No, she wouldn't.
Well, then why the fuck should I respect her?
Because she's Madonna. She deserves it.
Well, what is that to me, though? I mean, she's a woman that put out a lot of good albums, made a lot of money, ran her mouth a lot politically.
Yep.
Fucked Jose Canseco.
That's all. You could have stopped five things ago, and that's enough to respect her.
Fucked Warren Beatty.
Sean Penn.
Fucked Sean Penn.
No, married Sean
Fucked
Penn.
Her security guard and had a baby with him.
That wasn't her security guard. It was her personal trainer.
Oh,
get it right.
Oh, God. Anyway, I respect what she's done musically.
Mm-hmm.
But as a person, I don't know her, so...
But
she could be a total bitch.
Isn't what she's contributed to society and culture enough to just respect
What has she contributed?
She's a legend. She opened the
She's a legend to you. That's subjective. I mean, like, to me, she's not a legend.
She's a
performer.
She's a legend, though. Name somebody on her level that's a woman.
Well, who gives a shit?
There is none.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
She's not a singer.
She's not a performer.
On her level.
There is none, Mike. Don't even think about it.
Why has there got to be levels?
I'm trying to think of it.
Because she's like, there's like Michael Jackson, Madonna. There's like a handful of like legends in the music.
What about Cher?
No.
Not. She's not
like
on the level.
I know
of Madonna.
Anything about Cher? With
she's not on the level of Madonna.
Okay. I just said that she's. You know, I'm not denying her music.
Madonna built on what Cher kind of started in the 70s.
Well, she did way better.
Yeah. But nobody's built on what Madonna's done and taken it further.
Britney Spears. Saying, argument over.
She's built on what Madonna's done, but she has...
I love her, but she's not a legend. She's like a...
She hasn't taken...
3-year wonder.
She's a what year wonder?
Like 3 year.
She tried to build them what Madonna and Janet have done, but she hasn't taken it to where they have. Nobody has.
Sexually? Nobody's taken it to where Madonna has sexually.
Well, we don't know about her personal life. We think we know, but we have no idea.
Regardless, how was the show?
The show was insane. It is a huge spectacle. It's not like just some little concert where you're like, play the hits.
So, I mean, like what? I mean, like she played most of her hits, half of her hits?
This is the thing. When you're a legend, you can't play them all. You got too many hits at a certain point. You can do a medley and run through them, but you can't get them all. So, she played...
Just like the new kids.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the New Kids. That's why we already did 15 minutes and then had to erase it because the show like derailed off in the New Kids land.
Wait, are you blaming the New Kids conversation on the derailment of the previous recording? Because there was a lot more wrong with it than that. Now,
New Kids.
Madonna, she did 9 songs from the new album, which is a lot.
All right.
And then I think she did 22 songs total, so all the rest of the songs were known.
Close enough to smell the Ben Gay.
Close enough
again
to smell the Versace.
Nice.
I don't know what she wears. No, she has her own fragrance. I think it's called Truth or Dare. Anyway, if you want to hear what hit she did your Lucky Star. She did your Into the Groove. Dress You Up. She did Holiday. Vogue.
Vogue. I even know a routine.
Vogue.
Were people going nuts?
I would have.
I mean, it was sold out, right?
It was pretty close to sold out if it wasn't sold out.
Huh.
People were going nuts. Although I will say they weren't as like rapturous for the new material, which is standard, you know?
Yeah, I would have been the same.
But she's one of those legendary artists who can go out on tour, do a huge chunk of her new record, and people will still pay the high prices to go see her because they don't care. Because
they
her.
Just want to hope she sings.
And then she gets over on them. She's a multi. Would you say she might even be a billionaire?
Oh yeah, she's probably close.
Why the fuck does she need to get over on people like that?
How is it getting over on people?
Why is she charging $400 to sit up front to watch her perform? Ask when you got question. Guys like Kid Rock, albeit not a legend, but a very talented, well-known, successful performer
and drug addict,
that's never charged. He charges $25 a ticket.
Well,
flat.
He doesn't have a production like she does.
How do you know? Have you been to a Kid Rock concert?
I know because you're not charging $25 a ticket if you have a production like Madonna's.
Or Taylor.
Well, what the hell is worth? I mean, I'm not.
But you can't go to Madonna and be like, how dare you charge $400 for a con? Go to the audience and say, why are you paying $400 to see this person over and over again when you know what you're going to be getting? Because she's that good.
She's that good.
People
keep
going.
You don't want to watch somebody go sit on a stage and like strum a guitar and not move and just sing.
Kid Rock moves around the stage. He plays all the instruments.
And
he has a lot of hits. Probably like 10.
Have you been to Kid Rock?
Yes, I have. Been to a Kid Rock concert. I saw him in Somerset, Wisconsin for a rock and roll fest many years ago.
People are like, play cowboy, play about with the bar.
What I'm saying is,
play the ballad.
He doesn't feel the need to rip off his fans.
That's not ripping your fans off.
It isn't? $400 for 2 hours.
It would be ripping your fans off if you said, it's going to be $400 and I'm only doing new songs. Fuck you guys. I told you she did more new songs, more old songs than new. But she wants
give her a medal?
Listen, she wants to keep it interesting for her. How fun would it be to go out on tour every 2 years and play the same fucking 12 songs because that's what the audience wants to hear?
I don't want to do that.
Prince does it.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't just stick to the hits?
No, he interjects new stuff, obscure stuff, covers. He plays the gamut. But he does play hits.
And Van Halen does it. Van Halen goes out and plays just the hits.
The last concert you and I went to for Van Halen, we've been to two. The last one, you even said.
Did you see him with Hagar or Roth?
Roth, David Lee Roth. And they did not charge $400 a seat.
Oh, you know what I paid for those two tickets both times around?
This is two tickets. How much was it?
Over $700.
No, wrong. Wrong. It was $150 a ticket.
No, it wasn't.
It was too.
It was $350 a ticket.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I'll go back in the register.
We're going to have to go back. And we're going to get in the DeLorean and go back in time and find out. But we did not spend that much.
Okay, fine. Maybe not $700. At the most,
$5.
God, that wasn't even worth it. Oh my God, now the microphone's falling down.
We got it.
Okay, the new rules are, because we got two microphones and three people, when you want to talk, John will move the mic over towards you.
No, I'm a producer.
He's producing. I will
John
give you producing credit.
Talk. I'm about to head out.
No, all right. So we argued about the ticket price. You can't deny that she's a talented performer, and you felt like you got your money's worth. What was the average age of the person there?
Wait, I want to talk about something.
Sure. Well, first, the average age was, I would say, gosh,
60?
No. There was one older gentleman in the front, and she singled him out. And she's like, I've been watching you, and I want to see you dancing all night. Like, it was kind of cute. But
did the person stroke out?
Oh, my God.
Yes. She brought somebody on stage.
Oh, my God.
You think Janet will?
Now the $400 is worth it because she just took a peasant out of the crowd and put him on stage. Is it a woman or a guy? Or
this time it was a woman. Usually it's a celebrity. And
of course it is.
In New York, it was Anderson Cooper.
Was it really?
Yep. It's during the song Unapologetic Bitch, and they kind of do choreography together. And then,
oh, she's got plenty to apologize for.
She's an unapologetic bitch, so she's not going to.
Okay. She apologized for those fucking ticket prices.
She should apologize for the ticket prices if you wanted to go and couldn't because you couldn't afford it. You don't want to go, so why the fuck do you care? What dog?
I'm speaking out for the average fan, for the average blue collar.
But I couldn't afford it.
You know, woman. You know, pushing 50.
You can buy $100 nosebleeds.
They wanted to go see Madonna and couldn't afford it because she wants to charge $100. Minimum to sit in a nosebleed seats.
Buy the DVD. It'll be out next year.
Buy a DVD.
Stream it illegally. Janet was not cheap.
No.
Okay, we'll switch gears.
Oh, there you go. If you were to go with me, that would have been like $700.
But I'm not.
For tickets.
These two are going to see Janet Jackson in November. I bought my wife a ticket for her birthday, $300.
No,
and some odd cents.
How do you know the exact price?
To sit
the bills.
In what? The second row to see Janet Jackson. How come Janet Jackson is $100 less than Madonna?
Because it's two rows back.
Not as good of a show. Doesn't get out there and put in the effort that Madonna does.
Actually, Janet's were quite a bit cheaper than Madonna's. The highest end seats were $125 for Janet. But we got the premium package, which means that you're in the first to the fourth row, and you also get items like the album and a T-shirt and like a tote bag.
Do I get
something.
A T-shirt?
Yeah, you'll and get
I,
all.
Do I get a tote bag?
You'll get everything that I get.
Can I put it on?
So I mean, you get a T-shirt. I mean, how much is a T-shirt at the concession stand?
$35.
How much is a tote bag?
You get to come in early, and you get to go into the Janet Museum.
Janet.
Yeah.
Why don't I even know that? Why did you tell
a
me?
A Janet Museum.
You didn't even know what he paid for. Fill me in.
So
I want to know.
You get there early. You can merchandise shop without any lines because you get in early if you want to. And then there's a museum that they tote around from city to city. And it's got like awards, like your Grammys, like the original Rhythm Nation outfit, like just all that kind
can
of
I
stuff.
Can I put it on?
Yeah, you can touch it and everything. They love when you touch it.
Like the panties she was wearing when she was wearing the Rhythm Nation outfit, those are there too.
Can I hang those
the exact panties.
What? Nice. Doesn't seem worth it.
Okay, so what's the concert start at 7?
8.
We got to be there by
And there's 6. No opening act. It's just Janet.
Just Janet for $300. And you can go look at all her Grammys and see her costumes.
Those are like the platinum tickets because I missed the boat on getting online early enough to order the tickets when they were on sale, so I had no choice to get.
Yeah, it's not important. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, who gives a
no, it doesn't really matter.
She's going to make eye contact and then I'm going to faint.
No, she does make eye contact. Like, she does a lot of that with the fans in the front.
So then that makes it worth it.
Shortness?
She deigns to look at you in the face.
If she makes
so eye contact, now it's
I'm
worth
really
it.
Gonna faint.
Why? She's just another woman like you.
It's Janet.
Up singing songs.
Her music speaks to me. I don't just sing it because it's like...
The music that somebody else writes for her
no,
speaks to you. Oh, bullshit. I don't believe that. I don't believe that she writes all of her own music.
No, she doesn't sit down at the piano and write solely herself, but she collaborates with Jimmy and Terry.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
She even brings them up in her song.
Great.
Jimmy and Terry?
Jimmy.
But she's not writing all those by herself.
What does she say?
Well, that's
Nobody cares.
She does.
What we're really talking about is ticket prices, and do you feel like you're getting your money's worth when you're spending this much money?
Yeah.
You know?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
First of all,
I'm not interested.
If I didn't feel...
Then why ask?
If I didn't feel I was getting my money's worth, I wouldn't go see these people over and over again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not for everybody. If you don't have that money to spend on
disposable
a concert,
income, yeah.
Yeah, then don't do it. It's definitely not worth it if you're not able to put food on your table or pay a bill because you go into this concert.
But what if you're a super fan? You're like super Madonna fan, or you're a super Janet Jackson fan, and you just don't make that much money, but you do anything to go see them, but you just can't afford that.
You should sell yourself.
Now is it fair?
Sell yourself.
Sell yourself?
Bullshit.
No,
I think it's ridiculous.
If you're a super fan, like you say, buy the fucking nosebleed to get in the door just to be there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just to get in.
Just to get in.
I did that with Nine Inch Nails and the Jets.
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have struck you as a Nine Inch Nails super fan.
Well, for all my core audience, if you're still listening, the Jets were like a... Aside from being a shitty football team in New York, they're this group of kids from Minneapolis back in the 80s that had a few hits.
They went to my high school and middle school and elementary school.
Yeah? Date any of them?
No. But I saw one smoking a cigarette outside teen night at the Y.
That's fucking scandalous.
YMCA? Yeah, the YMCA used to have a teen night.
Didn't you smoke when you were like 10?
When I was 9. I quit.
Why'd you just join
us? I quit cold turkey.
Nine. That's Emma's age.
Can you imagine if she was like out and back
smoking? You're out smoking cigarettes when you're 9 years old?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I was stressed.
Were you like...
It's growing up with a father isn't easy.
Sounds like you grew up with nobody. Just like in an orphanage or hard knock life and all that? Did you have a dog named Sandy?
Here's what happened.
It's a hard knock life
summer
for John.
Did you smoke alone?
No, I had friends. I had older friends, and we would all smoke. I would steal cigarettes for us at the corner store and be like, I got some cigs, guys. You're my friends. You're my male figures that I need so badly in my life that I don't have.
Then you guys would all jump in a Camaro T-top and take off listening to Breaking the Law by Judas Priest or something, or what?
I would steal a Playboy and some cigarettes, and we'd go to the park.
Circle jerk?
Like, Mom, I'm going to the park! And be like, yo, anybody got a light?
9 years old?
9? Are you serious?
Yeah. And my favorite brand was Sterling. They probably don't even make them anymore.
Sterling cigarettes.
They had every brand.
For that refined smoke.
Then I grabbed a pack that I thought was interesting looking, and I'd never seen anything like it before. And I brought them to my guy friends, and they all started laughing their asses off. I'm like, what? They were Eves for women.
How old were your older friends? 10?
Like this thin. They're like... Eves?
Like Virginia's?
How old were the older friends? Like
13.
10? 13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 and 13. One of them was already talking to me about sex.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, one of my fellow 9-year-olds had an older sister. And like, we were all smoking one day, as we did.
And my God.
The older friend starts telling us about how he fucked this kid's sister.
How old was his sister?
Like 13. They were like around the same age.
So he's already a coxman at 13 years old.
He was like, what's wrong with your sister, man? Does she have surgery? Like, her pussy's here and her asshole's here.
What?
We were like 9. I was like, what does that even mean?
God. I gotta fix you.
Kirsten can't take it.
My God!
Was he like... That's really messed up. Was he like giving you guys details of?
He didn't go into it beyond that. I think he probably was like, "Oh, these guys are too young to understand."
Huh?
We didn't get it. I didn't get it. Away?
Well, Kirsten moved, so you can might as well turn the mic to you.
Oh, but you're going that way, like.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's good. You can tilt it up a little bit. You're good.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know you were such a juvenile delinquent.
I kind of got it out of the way early.
So you're done smoking by 10.
I'm just done smoking by 9. That was a quick summer. I just smoked that summer and I was done.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got caught stealing cigarettes at the Piggly Wiggly.
The fucking Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly.
What the hell is a Piggly Wiggly?
The Piggly Wiggly. It's like a grocery store in small towns, I guess. And I had like 6 packs down my pants. And he was like, you want to give me something? And he like had me by the neck and is bringing me up to the upper room to, like, I don't know what he was going to do, reprimand me. And I'm, like, pulling him out. I'm like, here they are, just take him. Let me go. And we got up there, and he showed me how he saw me. He's like, yeah, you see those mirrors up there? Those are actually two-way mirrors. I can see everything you're doing through those mirrors. They're just windows. I'm like, oh. So that just taught me how to steal better and more efficiently next time. Look out for those windows.
Made you a smart thief.
Yeah, and then I got caught stealing a Motley Crue tape, and that was the end. I couldn't steal anymore.
Did you get thrown out of the gang for getting caught?
There was no gang. But I just, you know what song I loved, and the reason why I stole that tape was I really loved that song, Smoking in the Boys' Room. It was probably because I was a heavy smoker at age 9.
Well, I think we covered it. I mean, the concert, your filthy smoking habit. I think it's time to get back into Bill Cosby. He's back in the news again.
What is going on with Bill?
Oh, Bill is going to be interrogated by a famed feminist attorney.
Gloria Allred?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's who it is.
She's on every case that has to do with a woman who's and famous.
And I guess no question is off limits.
Really?
Like, how big is your mule? Bill Cosby's got, well, you know, my mule's like 9 inches long.
Wait, so he agreed to this? Or this is something that's been mandated?
It says here...
Because the statute of limitations, it's too late.
It's a deposition.
Oh.
So this would be a good question for my friend, the lawyer who can't be named.
He can all
Richie Barrister.
He's only lied about everything since the allegations started. Who's to say he's not going to lie again?
It says on Friday night, so I guess tonight, 27 of Cosby's accusers, ranging in age from 48 to 80, will appear. Okay, I got a little mixed up here. On Friday night, 27 of Cosby's accusers, ranging in age from 48 to 80, appeared together in the same studio on NBC's Dateline. Several said they were drugged and sexually assaulted by Cosby when they befriended him in hopes he'd help their careers in show business. Now, isn't that kind of a given? That if you're a chick trying to make it in show business, then you're going to have to give it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in that world, but, I mean, that's what the rumor is. The rumors are, and it's not just women who've got to give it up. Men have got to give it up, too.
No.
I guess more than 40 women have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct over several decades, and the star has not been criminally charged and has vehemently denied any wrongdoing whatsoever.
So how does he explain the testimony or the deposition from, like, 05 where he admits it?
I don't... Well, what did he admit to exactly, my...
Didn't he admit to administering drugs to women?
I think to one woman, not a lot of women.
I don't know. I guess I didn't read it, but I just read the headlines after the fact, and it was basically sounded like he was guilty by his own admission.
Do you think Bill Cosby's ever going to get his dick wet again?
No.
Oh, God.
Is this it? For Bill? Our Bill?
Maybe it needs to be. Isn't he like 80?
He's 78.
You're such a stickler for, like, the actual... Madonna's 16. She's 57.
Well, she's 57. I mean,
that's close enough.
If you ran into Madonna on the street and you said, hey, you're looking good for 60, she'd probably be pretty insulted. Don't you think? No, I'm actually, John, I'm 57.
You wouldn't say you look good for 60. You look fucking good. You look like you're 40.
She does look good. I'd throw it in her if I was single and had $400 to go to a concert. threw her my phone number.
She's single.
How much do you think tickets are going for at Bill Cosby shows now? Probably not 400.
I thought you said that he was getting heckled, so he canceled the tour.
I think he had a tour going on in Canada that I think he canceled. I don't think he's doing any more dates.
Canadians are so forgiving.
They are. Even for rape. Rapists.
I mean, I don't know. So he's going to be faced by all his 27 of his former accusers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what he says. Let's see how...
How's that going to go? I mean,
It's going to be a shit show because they're going to be ultra high emotionally. Oh, we've got a visitor. We ain't gonna get no sleep.
I think that's where she mentions Jimmy Jam.
Oh.
Oh. We're not talking about that. Mike's we're talking about Bill Cosby.
We're talking... No, I didn't call you a... Whatever, loser.
We're talking about...
Hearing that lately.
Bill Cosby.
We're talking about Bill Cosby and...
He's gonna be faced with 27 of his accusers and a lawyer in a deposition. And Mike's asking, how do you think that's gonna go? It's gonna be a shit show. They're gonna. He's got 27 women are gonna be like, you fucking.
You think he really raped them, or do you think they just want money?
I think there's too many of them for it to just be an extortion attempt. And also, they're not asking for money.
What are they after then? I mean, what's the point?
They want him to. They want the people to know what he, who he really is.
I think it's been covered. I mean, why keep this going?
Well, I don't know what this deposition's about. All I know is that Gloria Allred.
Kirst, you're a gal.
A gal.
How do you feel about it?
About what, rape?
If you got diddled by Bill Cosby back in the 70s, and I mean, and he never said anything about it, would you bother saying something now?
Well, just think of like the weight of carrying it around. And then you see this man being revered and...
Like Paul Revere.
Being revered like Paul Revere. Yes, good analogy.
Could you sit on it, Kirst?
Could you sit on it?
Could I sit on being raped?
Would you want to carry that around with you?
No.
It's about them and less about him.
So if you were diddled by Cosby and raped...
Well, I'm pretty...
But also,
so
he's...
if I got diddled or raped, I wouldn't even waste any time. I'd go right to wherever...
But he was looked upon as a national treasure. Can you imagine the compounding of the pain of having that on your shoulders and then having the country revere him as this national treasure? Like, this is who he really is, and he needs to be demonized.
Hello. How many souls can you deliver to me today? I want the souls. I need the souls.
They shouldn't have waited so long. But, like, look at Kirby Puckett.
Was he a rapist?
He's a one-eyed... Well, he was a one-eyed,
He tried to rape somebody that I knew, or that somebody I knew who knew.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
And really?
He likes to screw, women that look like men, because they're so buff.
Transsexuals?
And take their wives from their husbands.
Oh. I got his autograph when I was a kid, I had no idea.
I never liked Kirby Puckett. I always thought he was a fucking fat asshole.
Right there.
Really?
Because he never liked him.
You never liked
Kirby. No, I never liked Kirby Puckett. I got a Kirby Puckett statue on my desk here. And it's signed by Kirby Puckett.
Oh, the rape house.
Is it
what?
What?
I have another drink. This show is also brought to you by Miller Lite. I remember when I had my first beer, too.
This is actually warm because I've been sucking on this for how long?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Did he really sign that?
Yeah, it's signed by Kirby Puckett. If you'd like to buy this, shoot me an email at wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com. You can get a hold of me anytime, day or night. Shoot me an email. If you got a question for the show, if you'd like to purchase my Kirby Puckett statue, I'll put a picture of it on the Facebook like page for the show.
It's really nice looking.
Yeah, shoot me an email. It's authentic.
$1,000.
Do you think Bill ever raped any of those chicks with pudding pops, John?
Michael. Yes.
Hey, let me stick this here pudding pop in your old vag hole.
Oh.
Why vag hole? Just call it a vag.
You think Kirby Puckett ever... Or not Kirby Puckett. Do you think Bill Cosby ever raped anybody with a pudding pop, dear?
What kind of question is that?
I know, dear. I'm not even answering.
Do you think he, I don't know, had like a preference? Like,
well, I did have a college roommate that her boyfriend liked to stick creamsicles in her vag and let them melt and he'd eat it. Oh.
You gotta do something about the smell.
What's she doing these days? 5 to 10? In like a prison somewhere?
No, I'm not going to even say what she's doing, because then if she ever hears this, she's going to know who it is.
Yeah, she's going to come back and she's going to kill you.
That's when I was in my raging stage and I'd throw phones and slam dorm doors.
We don't need to put this personal shit on the podcast.
Yeah, nobody even cares.
I don't want to even be on it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be on it yet. I can't tear myself away.
Is Bill ever going to get any jail time for any of this, John?
No, it's too late.
Statute of limitations?
The jail, the time he's doing...
Statute.
The jailbird's already flown.
The time he's doing is the public jail. I don't know what that... I don't know if that came out right.
The jail of public opinion?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's the worst kind of jail.
It could be the worst kind of jail. I mean, he can't walk down the street anymore. He's not revered anymore.
You old pervert.
They took away all of his honorary degrees.
Jell-O pudding pops. They took his statue down.
Where was his statue?
It was found in a victim. Oh, I'm just kidding. Wait, what?
Oh, my
God. Oh, this just in. A statue of Bill Cosby was found in a woman's vagina. Bill Cosby allegedly had nothing to do with it.
Don't put that in.
I didn't put that statue in a woman's vagina.
Flipper.
This
flabber.
Is horseshit. Will you just delete?
Hey, we've been talking about Bill for like almost a year now on this podcast. We got to follow. We got to figure out how this ends, if it'll ever end.
Will it ever end?
I don't think so. Well, we're getting near the end. I mean, John, your Chicago Cubs have made the playoffs.
My Chicago Cubs. Well, I am from Chicago. I don't know if I would call them my Cubs. I don't really care. But I think that's nice for the fans. What is that? Is that the Barber Dream Car? What the fuck? What kind of music is that? When did you buy that?
My wife is wandering around the funhouse turning on various toys. That's fine.
I just like to annoy him.
Every night at about this time, she goes through her litany of toys.
That's fine. I mean, when you start drinking beer, eventually your tolerance will be higher, Curdy, and you won't be doing things like that.
Oh, shit.
It was that vodka in the copper cup.
God.
Oh, from like 5 hours ago?
I don't know.
So can the Cubs beat St. Louis, John? What do you think?
They need to.
I'm a little tired of St. Louis. I'm tired of the Cardinals.
Did you see that picture of Jared the molester from Subway wearing a nice Cardinals jersey?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Jared from Subway. Yeah, he's a pedophile, right?
He likes footlongs.
What?
He likes footlongs.
No, he likes little kids.
And they're footlongs.
Little kids aren't well endowed. What the hell are you even talking about?
About this.
And now starting in left field for Wisecracker with Winter, Kirsten Winter. Wow. So, yeah. Anyway. So Jared from Subway, he's going to jail, right?
Is he going to jail?
Well, I don't know. Google it, because my phone died.
Let me ask Siri.
Oh, God.
Ask Siri.
Jared from Subway going to jail?
I did not comprehend what you asked me.
Okay, give me a moment. Here's what I found on the web for is Jared from Subway going to jail.
Jared Fogle is going to jail. According to...
There we go.
According to delisted.com, perverted sandwich huckster Jared Fogle will be experiencing a new type of $5 footlong in the U.S. prison system. TMZ and ABC News are reporting that Subway's Body Beautiful will cup...
Subway's what?
Subway's Body Beautiful will cop a plea deal today.
Body Beautiful.
I know, it was sarcasm.
Like a body.
He will cop a plea deal today in Indianapolis, which will include jail time. It turns out.
Oh, he's from Indianapolis? What a shock.
It turns out Jared is Pedo Bear's nerdy cousin. Federal prosecutors have stated that he's going to be charged with paying for sex acts with minors and receiving child pornography that he knew had been secretly produced by the former director of his charitable foundation. The FBI raided Jared's Zionsville, Idaho home last month with warrants looking for kiddie porn, leaving with computers and DVDs. I guess they found some. Gross.
Apparently.
Ick. How often is he going to get raped in jail?
Oh, man.
Or is he even going to survive? You think he may end up getting murdered in jail? Johnny?
Do I think he might end up getting murdered in jail?
Yeah.
Well, It might be cliche, but when you hear about those kind of things, they say that the child molesters get it the worst. Or child killers and child molesters.
Well, he didn't molest anybody. He just, like, looked at porn.
No, he
right?
paid for sex with a minor.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Multiple.
Where oh.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he paid for sex with minors.
Ooh.
Nice way to bring this show right down.
Yeah, God. You talk about hitting a brick wall there.
Maybe we can take that out, too.
So, I guess we could wrap the show up with movie recommendations. I mean, what do you recommend people get out and go see, John? You're
I can talk add to this.
Yeah. Okay, I can't wait to find out what you can add.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Let get your wits together so you can say it without laughing. My recommendation is not a movie. It's an album. It's Janet Jackson's Unbreakable. The fucking CD is incredible. I can't stop listening to it. It's vintage Janet. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's her best album.
So if you're into Janet Jackson, go out and get that.
Your audience is huge into Janet. I know it.
There fucking really aren't. How about...
Shit.
You had a good movie to recommend. You were showing us a trailer tonight. What was the name of the movie again?
It's called Handjob Cabin.
Handjob Cabin.
It is about a ghost who handjobs her victims to death.
Well, so that sounds scary. When's the release date?
Well, come to find out, it's just a trailer. But the trailer's fucking hilarious. If you want to see something funny, go on YouTube. Find the trailer for Handjob Cabin. Somebody needs to start a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe. We need to get this movie made. It deserves it.
I saw the trailer. I thought it was hilarious. And I recommend that all of you go out and check out Handjob Cabin on YouTube. Anything else, John? Kirsten's still laughing about
she
it.
Can't get, I'm telling you, watch the trailer. It's more than you could ever want it to be.
Oh,
yes.
It's hot in here.
Anything you got to plug before we let you go?
What does that mean?
Hopefully you're not going down the same road as Jared. I mean, I had to go there.
It's just feels weird to sit here in the funhouse and talk this dirty smut while I'm surrounded by children's toys, a sign that says Twinkle, and a pink telephone, and a Bowflex that hasn't been used since 98.
Wrong. Hey, I got a sheet on the wall that clearly recorded the last time I used a Bowflex.
Oh, do you still use it?
Yeah, I do. I haven't used it since July, though. But, you know, people aren't interested in that. Sorry about all the background noise.
I told you we're in a children's toy room.
Yeah.
The perfect place for a shock jock type show.
So, what did I learn today? I learned that some people are willing to pay anything to see their so-called legends. Oh, be it $25 to see Kid Rock or $400 to see Madonna. I learned that the Bill Cosby thing is never going to go away, and we'll be forever talking about Bill Cosby and all of his various sexual escapades from now until they bury that old man in a big jello pudding pot. And I learned that Kirby Puckett was a bit of a carouser. Even with one good eye, he could still find the pussy. And I also learned that John is a Cubs fan, and he thinks they're going to beat the St. Louis Cardinals here in the playoffs. Right, Johnny?
Go Cubbies.
And I learned that Jared from Subway is more than likely going to end up getting raped or killed, not necessarily in that order, very soon.
Oh,
do you
dark.
Think, you know? Do you think one of those cons will give him the option of having a last meal and he'll request like a $5 footlong?
He might request the sweet onion teriyaki chicken.
He'll request a fish sandwich.
That's random.
No, I think he'd go for a minnow sandwich.
A minnow sandwich. Okay. So again, head over to MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com for all your mobile entertainment needs. feel free to email me at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. Like us on Facebook, Wisecracking with Winter like page. Find me on Twitter, I'm on there too. And that's it. So from the funhouse, thanks a lot for listening, and have yourself a great week.
Hi, I'm Mitch Helgerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.